Welcome in our man for the midweek masterclass. His name is Jack Dickens. G'day, Jack.
G'day, Gareth. How are you?
I am very well. How have you pulled up after a busy spring racing carnival?
Yeah, feeling good. Fresh. Keen to sort of get through the Christmas now. Hopefully, pray to the gods that we might be able to sneak on track before Chrissy, eh?
Okay. I don't think we're far away.
In well, how fact, you know?
It's a matter of days, I would imagine.
You're getting me excited. Do you know something?
No, I don't, but I would imagine so, just reading between the lines. Why don't you head off to Queensland or cross the border to New South Wales?
I'm going to go home to New South Wales for Christmas.
Okay. Well, say hello to the parents for me. And we're racing at Sandown on the hillside track today. How do you think this track will play? It's a soft five at the moment.
Yeah, the rail's out four, which isn't overly common. So I think, even. But we've got eight races to figure it out. I'm going to just bet as if anything can win and it's going to race nice and fair. We're not too far away from the true position that it's going to be any sort of on-pace pattern, I don't think. But it should be good.
Okay, I lie. It's a good four there at Sandown. So they're racing on a good four.
It was a soft five this morning. They've done great with it.
And you know the drill, everybody. This is how we play the game with the Midweek Masterclass. We have $200 to spend. And Jack tells us what he is doing with that $200 regarding, of course, his staking plan. All right, Jack, what's the first race that we will be playing in this afternoon?
We're going to kick off in race one. We're going to back horse number three, Dragon Time. Going to have $70 on at the $4.20 with the tab. It's a limited race, low sort of race. This horse, both starts this prep have been good. First up was fourth. SP 950 behind Wow Master there at Kyneton, who was the only horse to swoop and swoop with like utter ease. It was going so fast it sort of drifted like a V8 around the corner at Moonee Valley on Friday night.
Yep.
So it brings the Wow Master form here. Big opportunity for A. Lynch to ride a Metro winner. I think it gets worse in midfield here, but I don't think there's a lot of super talented ponies here. I think we'll be right.
All right,
for the winner, race line number three.
You're happy with the $4.20 on offer right now, or do you think it'll drift late?
No, I think it might sort of come into about $3.60, $3.50. I just can't see what else they'll back. They might come for Turbo Fan. Damien Oliver jumps on for, I think, Jack Hill, replaces Hill, and Drawn Barrier 1. It's only had the one start, so there's not many convictions for it. Red Sanders first up for Mar Oosters. Alan rides from three. It showed a little bit of speed. I think it'll settle midfield or better. Maybe even Dom Floor for the Noonans. Gets blinkers first time. Doesn't have many convictions at huge odds, $71. But the rest of them sort of had enough chances to not want to be backing them in this race.
We move on to race number four, and we're backing a couple of horses here. In fact, we're backing just the one. And that is, let me guess, I bet you it's for Uncle Lindsay, D Keeper.
Have you had a chat to him?
No, I haven't. Maybe we can get him on the line. I'll ask Benny if we can give Lindsay a call. Say, Gareth needs to know if D Keeper is winning. What would you like us to ask him?
How well is it going as good as it looks?
Yes.
Is money part of the money that's helped it sort of go off since 9 o'clock this morning? Will they roll across and sit outside lead from barrier seven?
Okay.
That's what we want to know. I think $3 is good odds, punters. I reckon it gets into 270-ish,
yep.
But it won't get much shorter than that. They were betting around 360, 380 this morning, so it's been well backed.
All right then, so that's D Keeper at $3, back it now. It should start around $2.70 according to Jack, and then we've got a couple of bets in race number eight.
Yeah, two roughies here. I backed the favourite when it won at Flemington and won well, beat November Dreaming. That's
yep.
What's it called?
Charlie Rose for Simon Wilde was a good effort. Charlie Freddie Kersley takes the right.
Put two really nice wins together. It should get a really nice run from barrier five. Fred's riding pretty well, so credit to him. But there's two here that I like at odds. I think Indiana Lily number 10 is going to roll across from barrier 10 and put itself right in the race. And I'm going to struggle with the pronunciation.
Conca Lycon.
Number seven.
Yep. Conca Lycon, yeah. I think.
I think it'll go back from barrier 12. You can get $13 about both. I think that's really, really good shopping. Both these horses look like they're going to run good races for me today. The seven's proven this track and trip too. It's had one start at this over this track and trip and run second. So I like that.
All right then. So we'll play race 8, number 7, and race 8, number 10, $20. Both are around that $12 quote now there with the tab. So this is our staking plan on this Wednesday afternoon for the Sandown Hillside meeting. We will have $70 on Dragon Time, nice and early to get our confidence up at $4.20. Then we wait for Lindsay's horse and race 4, horse 7, D Keeper at $90 at $3.40. And then Conquer Lycan at $20 or $20 at $13. And the other horse, Indiana Lily, for Shaeedan and Zach Spain, you can get that horse at $12 as well. We'll both have $20 the win. So your confident levels this afternoon, Jack?
Yeah, confident. I think if we can land one, we'll be in front for the day. If we land two, it's a good result. Race 8, we are having a bit of a speculative sort of play here. Charlie Rose does look hard to beat, but I just think sort of 260 with the tab is short enough. It SP'd longer than that, winning at Flemington. Scottish Dancer is a horse with really good ability. Just barrier 14 looks a tricky map for young Liam Reardon.
Okay, then get your questions in 0416 905 052 to join our conversation with our midweek masterclass. Hey, Dicko, any roughies we should throw into the quaddie today? We've got a couple of roughies in the last league there around the $12 quote.
Well, I think if Gareth gets a text from Uncle Lindsay, in race six, number 7, Capital Zeus, I think he can win as well. Campese's flying, map's a little bit tricky. Paddy Mack, apprentice rider, stable flying. Ariel, thereabouts. Toppy Doll, I don't think it wants to win. It went to win last start and just thought about it and stopped. I thought Capital Zeus from Barrier 4 looked likely and be very keen to see what Uncle Lindsay thought.
All right then, Jack. This is a question from Tom. Brazen Boy was scratched the other day at Sandown. Goes around there at Moonee Valley on Saturday afternoon. Should we be jumping on this horse when the markets are open for the second event at Moonee Valley?
If they look after you with the price, you should think about it. Yeah, it's a nice horse.
Okay, how do you compare its trial in Adelaide to, say, compare it to the horses trialing or jumping out here in Victoria?
I think if more often than not, the guys who bring the horse, the guys or girls who bring their horses over to Victoria, do it successfully. So I sort of take on trust that they've seen enough at home to suggest the horse is going to be really competitive here.
All right then, so the market's not quite open yet for that Moonee Valley meeting there on Saturday. This is a question coming through from Jerry. Hangman, do you give him a hope on Saturday in race number 7?
Good horse, good ability. Don't think Moonee Valley will be his track though.
All right then. Hey, Jack, has Peter asked you about who wins the winter bottom on Saturday? Having a look at the market, Trekking does look tough to beat.
I think he wants to declare Trekking, but he's like anti-pike movement while not letting. Is that the case?
Well, I think it's cost him dearly trying to take on William Pike, and you learnt that lesson the hard way on Caulfield Guineas Day, even though that you jumped back on him. Yeah, with Ole Kirk, but I think Pete tried to take him on there with Inspirational Girl with Too Close to the Sun, who looked the winner at the furlong, and probably Lindsay's horse Too Close to the Sun went career best, but Inspirational Girl went to a new level, and it was Pike at his very best there to win.
That was a great ride by William there. The C's parted at just the right time, and he gave his horse the A-grade run in that race. We were on Too Close to the Sun.
Yes.
Because we bet whatever Pistol tells us to bet, and I with you, top of the straight, I thought, you know, a couple of really strong strides here, and we're almost home. And then, yeah, there came Pike, and the crowd roared, and everyone's happy. But, yeah, good on them.
Hey, Jack, what do you think of Hussay? Now, Hussay goes around in that last race there to Moonee Valley on Saturday. Shaeedan prepares, and young Benny Allen's riding some winners at the moment. He takes the ride there.
There's a little bit of like market respect for this horse, which I've noted. I find the horse hard to line up, but I've noted that the market seems to think it's got enough ability to be competitive. More often than not, Shay's horses are put into a race, which suits the valley. So it's a bit of a tick, I guess.
Hey, Jack, have you had a look at Swan Hill this afternoon, or is that asking too much?
No, that's much easier than talking about Moonee Valley, Gareth. Race one today at Swan Hill, we have back Harry Coffey, and I'm not sure who the trainer actually is, but Flash Freddy, number 7, $3.10 with a tab.
Why did you back it then if you don't know who the trainer is?
It's sectional data was very, very good.
Off the charts.
I like the inside draw. I love Harry Coffey. He's an elite rider, particularly on the country circuit.
Yeah, so Stephen Lennon prepares, does a good job with a small team. 5-year-old mare by Good Journey, Flash Freddy, inside gate. 8 starts, yet to be only been placed on a couple of occasions. Last start was down the track at Dunkeld.
Yeah, I just think from the inside draw, we'll probably land in the coffin, yep, or the box seat, which is just behind the leader. Which I like being near the front at Swan Hill. I think today it breaks its maiden.
All right, hi Jack. Can Azawat win race number 3 there at Sandown?
Can win. I found that race pretty tricky to sort of make a definite decision on at this point. Better Kick, I backed to Bendigo. We backed to Bendigo, Gareth, with the midweek masterclass. We were knocked off by Carlene Heffel, who's riding for Uncle Lindsay now in Perth. Yes. Better Kick came out and won at Wangaratta, a pretty soft maiden, was well backed and killed them. I thought Coley had some upside here, just mapped a little bit tricky. Torbrek had some upside, and even a horse down to Hilverston. It comes out of a nice race. So I thought the race was pretty deep, and I'm going to try and bet around the two favourites, Better Kick and Yulong Command.
Archie Alexander gave Coley a really good push. He says the son of unincumbents, an above average galloper, won nicely there on Donald Cup Day and did it easily, was the second favourite on that day, but never really looked like getting beaten. Travelled sweetly into that contest. You got Yulong.
And when it lost at Kilmore, it ran fifth. SP380 was back. Yep. To beat Nicole Vito. Nicole Vito swooped on a leader bias Moonee Valley track race 1, 2 Moonee Valleys ago. So the form around this Coley is strong.
Yeah, and Azawat was really good there at Flemington during the carnival in that 3-year-old fillies listed race.
Yeah, so the Coleys of this race are bringing that really nice Victorian provincial form, which has stood up, and then the Azawats are bringing in are bringing the good city form from the Flemington carnival. So that's why it's interesting, but hard race to line up.
All right, then. This is from, I don't know, they haven't put a name to this one. Is race 2 number 3 named after you, Jack? Just having a look who that is.
At Sandown?
Yeah, at Sandown.
Chief L. Tony.
Race 2 number 3, no. Hasseltoff, don't think so.
Hasseltoff, I don't know.
Is it a chance each way for Robbie Griffiths and the De Kock stable with Damien Lane aboard?
I think it's going to go pretty close. Yeah, I think 5's fair. The favourite's short enough for me.
Who's the
favourite? It does have the goat, Chief L. Tony.
Yeah, D. Oliver takes the ride. What about La Mu for Archie Alexander as well, first up over the 1,400 metres, Jack?
I couldn't find it. I tried. Tried to find it.
All right, then. We're nearly running out of time. So your plays of the day once again. Dragon Time, $70 at $4.20, pretty confident. D-Keeper, $90 at $3.40. You think both those horses will start a little shorter? And then race 8, number 7, and race 8, number 10. Conquer Lycan, $20 at $12. And then Indiana Lily, $20 at $12 as well. That's our $200 spend. If we get one of those up, it's a pretty handy day. If we get two of those up, it's party time. If we get 3 of those up, we're booking the flight to probably, I don't know, Byron Bay, I would imagine, be your choice of destination now in this limited world that we live in regarding holiday destinations.
Yeah, I mean, you the missus, I'll bring up Darth and the missus. We'll go to Byron. Pistol can bring his young lady who he's very fond of at the moment, and okay, we can kick on.
There we go. We'll have to chase that up on Friday there. Hey, good on you. Good on you, Dicko. Good punting.
You too, mate. Bye-bye.
There's Jack Dickens, and that is the Midweek Masterclass.